We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to close the week on the lighter side by visiting with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist, and our guest this week is their master impressionist, Mark Eaton. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll tell you what, over the past few days, the nation has been swept up in optimism and hope and change, or maybe it's just the media. I don't know yet, but all I know is that something's got to change or you guys are going to be looking for work.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you know, just because the air is crisper and the sun is shining brighter, I mean, we need some comedy in this thing.
That's right.
You know, I mean, Biden can only have so many press conferences before, you know, Obama tells him to shut his cake hole.
That's exactly right. You guys probably have had a good time watching the media, especially some of the channels just go over the top on this.
Oh,
stuff.
My gosh. It is quite a scene. Well, as you probably know, our current opening song in our show is kind of an honorary fawning over Barack by the press, and we do, instead of Mamma Mia by ABBA, we do Obama Mia.
Yes. We've played that a couple times on this show. And you probably thought, well, this administration's off to a great humorous start when both the President of the United States and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court can't get the oath right.
Exactly. That was kind of an interesting piece of tape. You know, Obama obviously noticed that Roberts flubbed it, and yet he repeated back the wrong words.
Right.
So it was just kind of interesting. And then I love that they have to, you know, for all due diligence, have to have it again and again and again.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was legitimate already. But
I think so.
But there is some precedent to that. I don't know if you remember 4 years ago, Dennis Hastert, then the Speaker of the House, swore in Dick Cheney for his second term as vice president. He actually had the oath written in front of him. And it still didn't come out right, but Dick Cheney, to his credit, actually corrected him on the fly. So that was a great humorous moment.
Yeah, it's something about your chief justice can't memorize 21 words. It's a little disconcerting,
especially for a guy who had no notes at his confirmation hearings.
That's true.
So that was very interesting. But, you know, obviously a lot of changes here in Washington. President Bush is gone after 8 years. Dick Cheney, as we already mentioned, he's out of office now. And Howard Dean's out of office. The guy who four years ago wanted to be the next president, now no longer head of the Democratic Party.
That's right. Mr. Yeehaw is no longer heading it up, and they've turned it over to our local governor, Tim Kaine, actually.
That's right, who's apparently it's a part-time job now when the Democrats have this much of a majority.
That's true. So we just take a little flashback here of when Dean first took over as the Song of the Week.
Here we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Howard Dean Quixote, the man of Vermontia.
I'm Dean, the impossible Dean. I'm back on the national stage. I'll go to each state that we lost in. For stop is the state of enraged. Believe that I will run again and fight for the presidency. Someday I will run this great country. For now, it's the great DNC. That's why the left is counting on me. I never drink decaf, and I'm an MD. But with the state of my party, it's said that they don't need a doctor, they need a mortician instead. And I know there are folks who will say I don't have a full deck. And it's weird, but it sometimes appears that I don't have a neck. And the world will get better or else I might get a little extreme. For now, here's just what you're expecting. I'll scream the impossible. Scream.
Oh, wow. one more person that's not going to be around as much anymore there.
Boy, how times have changed. I heard that, you know, the party needs a mortician instead. And now, boy, isn't that flipped over to the Republicans instead?
Yeah, I know. See, that's what happens when you get a majority. There's more people on that side to make fun of. So.
That is true. That is true. And like I say, we have all the faith in the world in Senator Reid and Speaker Pelosi and Joe Biden and all the other cast of characters to give us plenty of material to fill that void.
Somebody always steps up.
Yep.
That's the way it goes. Mark, thanks so much for your time, as
hey,
always.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Mark Eaton is the master impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington and online at capsteps.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join us next time for Dateline Washington.